Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this Thanksgiving service is from the fifth chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, the 18th verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It was Dr. Samuel Johnson, that remarkable 18th century man of letters, who with his typical charity and candor once said, "It does a troubled soul good to be heard. It does a troubled soul good to be heard." Haven't all of us experienced just how true that is? I often think that one of the best gifts we can give one another is the simple gift of attentiveness, of giving others the chance to be heard, and in that way perhaps find new strength for life's often daunting way. But what about the chronic complainers, which I have to admit I myself have been more often than I care to remember? Just ask my long-suffering friends. It does a troubled soul good to be heard, and lending an attentive and sympathetic ear remains our simple Christian duty. Just as St. Paul says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, which is the law of love. Grumbling, dissatisfaction, complaint. If you know your Bible, you know the scriptures are full of it from beginning to end. For example, the Old Testament lesson read this evening speaks about the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel after their deliverance from slavery in Egypt, before their entrance into the promised land. The story of those 40 years is largely a story of grumbling, dissatisfaction, and complaint. But such has been the human story from the very beginning. In the beginning, God placed our first parents in the Garden of Eden, which means the Garden of Delight. Living there in blissful harmony with their Maker and all He had made, they lacked nothing. But are they satisfied? Are they content? Well, not for long. Soon enough, they want more. Not content with being God's children, called into being by His creative love, they want to be like God. And when the tempter draws their attention to that forbidden fruit which they suppose will make them like God, they just can't resist the temptation. Even paradise isn't enough for them. They want more, still more. And in this, they are also a picture of the whole human race, the whole long and sad story of dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. Gratitude vanishes, thanksgiving vanishes. For gratitude and thanksgiving cannot endure with dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. St. Paul says, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. As Adam's offspring, we are all dissatisfied, grumblers, complainers. But our Lord Jesus is the second Adam, come into the world to undo the damage done by the first Adam. Christ comes to bring us back to paradise, God's garden of delight, of joy, of gratitude, of thanksgiving. His whole life was thanksgiving to the very end. For on the night before he was crucified, he took the bread and cup, gave thanks, and commanded his disciples to do this until his return in glory. So giving to his church through all the ages long that holy sacrament which is called the Holy Eucharist, which means the holy thanksgiving, that beating heart of the church's life, in which Christ feeds us with his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, also our sins of dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. And in this and every Holy Eucharist, we are in a real sense given a foretaste of paradise, where all will be joy and thanksgiving and praise to the Lord whose mercy endures forever, the Lord who burst the bonds of death and the grave. Here all is joy, all is gratitude, all is thanksgiving. This evening we celebrate our National Day of Thanksgiving. Now I'm sure that every one of us can very easily come up with all kinds of reasons for dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. And there is, obviously, no point in denying that our nation's problems are, in fact, many and real. But this National Day of Thanksgiving invites us to open our eyes to all that is still good in this God-blessed land, to give thanks for those blessings we daily take for granted, and also to pray fervently for this, our dear country, as we shall do in the familiar closing hymn. God bless our native land. Firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempests rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.